Enjoying Life Over the Road, a community that champions adventure, innovation, and well-being.
Welcome back to Enjoying Life OTR. My name is Cindy Tunstall, and I'm your host. Today, we have a little bit of a different show. Just me today, but I've got some things I want to share with our community, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do that. You know, I started this trucking journey in 2020. I have my own authority. I drive a 26-foot box truck, OTR, and I absolutely love it. I love the freedom that it provides for me to be able to travel and get to see and do new things. I love being my own boss. I am thinking about getting my CDL, but honestly, the freedom of having my own authority and my own truck and being able to take my little truck into places where the big rigs can't go has been a little bit of a struggle for me. I'm trying to weigh the pros and cons of that decision and still haven't quite settled on it. But I am enjoying the life, OTR. I actually enjoy this lifestyle very much. I love the opportunity to travel. I'm 57 years old. I'm an empty nester, so I don't have small children at home that are in my care, and I don't have to be feeling obligated all the time to get back home. So it's actually been a perfect job for me in this season of my life. And I'm so grateful that I found it. You know, as I've been driving, though, I've noticed, some things that along the way that have been a challenge. You know, for one, I want to be able to explore the different places that I visit. But of course, truck parking is always a problem. And every now and then I stumble across a great stop, and it has a big, huge parking lot, so I could just pull in there, and it's not an issue, and I get to meet some great people along the way, and I want to be able to share those stops with other drivers. I also know that's happening for you as well. You know, you stumble across a great adventure, you have a reset in the city, and you get to try to do something super fun, and maybe we don't do that every weekend, but maybe once a month or every other month, or, you know, maybe you do it every weekend. I don't know. But, you know, I love to be able to share those stops with other drivers and to be able to inspire, you know, each other to get outside of the truck and enjoy the places that we get to do and see. When I first started trucking, I thought there's probably other foodies out there that are finding some great food stops along the way, and they're also interested in hearing the places that I find. So that was a part of my motivation to share my community Enjoying Life OTR Facebook group, is I wanted to be able to share those adventures. But another thing that has happened along the way that I've noticed is like a little unexpected benefit, is that I'm able to share my journey with people that understand the lifestyle. You know, sometimes I share some things that I do and see, and my friends and family will often have the response, "Oh, Cindy, be careful out there." And, you know, I could tell that me exploring and getting to go sightseeing and doing different things or meeting strangers or talking to people along the way, it causes some people in my life a little bit of stress. And so it's not always super fun sharing like that, you know, because I don't want them worrying about me out there, because I am being careful, and, you know, I'm traveling by myself, but I am being very careful, and I'm making good choices, and I'm doing everything that I can to be safe. But it's just not always as fun to share the journey with somebody that's worrying about me because of the story. So I've also loved that part of the sharing the journey with other drivers, is because you understand the challenges and you understand that, you know, why it's so great to find a great food stop with truck parking. And, you know, you can understand the benefits of all of that, but also not feeling worried about me as well. So that's been an added bonus for the community. So I'm loving that. You know, I read a book recently, and it's one of those productivity books, you know, and it had lots of great helpful tips about, you know, ways to do life in a really a good, balanced way. And it had a fable in there that made me think of our group. So you may be familiar with it, but I'm just going to read it. It's just real short, but it had a lot of applications for our community, and I thought it was worth sharing. The fable is called The Goose and the Golden Egg. There once was a countryman who possessed the most wonderful goose you can imagine. For every day it visited the nest, the goose had laid a beautiful, glittering, golden egg. The countryman took the eggs to market and soon began to get rich. But it was not long before he got impatient with the goose, because it gave him only one single golden egg a day. He was not getting rich fast enough. Then one day, after he had finished counting his money, the idea came to him that he could get all the golden eggs at once by killing the goose and cutting it open. But when the deed was done, not a single golden egg did he find, and his precious goose was dead. When I first heard that fable, there were so many applications that I had for my own life. I thought of my life as a trucker. You know, I've been given this opportunity to provide wealth, just like that man who owned the goose that produced these golden eggs. He had an opportunity to continue to provide wealth for himself, caring for that goose. And I thought, you know, it's just like that for us as truck drivers. We have this opportunity to continue to provide wealth, but we need to do it with wisdom and self-care. And we can't be in such a hurry to create more wealth that we actually shorten the life of our moneymaker. You know, we're the moneymaker, right? As drivers, we're the one that's creating wealth. And I can be guilty of that. You know, I'm like, I like to get some stuff done. You know, I'm a go-getter. I like to work hard. I do work hard. I work really long hours. I chase the freight. I chase the lanes that make me money. I run hard. I stay out long. And I like to produce money and income. And I that's what it's all about for me. That's why we're working, right? To produce income. But I also realize, like that fable, if I'm not careful to take care of my money maker, it's no longer going to be able to produce for me. Like, I'm the money maker, so I need to have some self-care and I need to be intentional to take care of myself so that I can continue to do the work that I love for the long term. You know, it actually breaks my heart so many times. I'm talking to friends or drivers and, you know, they're telling me that they failed their physical. So now they can't go every 2 years. Maybe they have to start going every year, or their cholesterol is high and blood pressure, or type 2 diabetes has become an issue, that, you know, they're pre-diabetic and they're starting to really get concerns about the choices that they've made over the years. And I know many of you in our audience, you know, are younger and not really thinking about these things yet, because it all is gradual, right? It comes up over time. But many of you, like me, you know, I'm 57 years old, so I'm a little closer to retirement age. And I want to still be able to do the things that I love and enjoy. I don't want to be a burden to other people to have to take care of me. And I want to stay healthy and strong for the long haul, whether I continue trucking or not, right? And I don't want this lifestyle to be the reason that I am limited in what I do in the future. So I want to stay active and physical, and I want to take care of my body. I want to have really good energy during the day. I want to sleep well at night. And so not even just about the long term, but I want to be healthy today, not just, you know, in 10 years, but I also want to be able to do the work that I love and have the energy to get it done and get it done safely, right? So that was a reason why I'm making changes in the show and really focusing a lot on health and fitness. And, but also even in my Facebook community, you know, I think about Enjoying Life OTR. I want that to be a well-rounded community. You know, yes, we talk about adventure and finding great stops. I think that's important, you know, for my own personal health and well-being. I like to do that. I like to adventure and try new things. But I also want to be able to create a community full of people that are being intentional about taking care of themselves and doing the things that bring you joy. So, you know, like for me, I love to go to an art museum. I love to go hiking and find waterfalls, and, you know, I love beautiful sunsets and scenery. I love being by the water in any way, shape, or form, oceans, creeks, rivers, any type of water. I love to be by the water. So, I mean, those are things that are important to me, but, and, you know, your things may be different, but I still want to be able to surround myself with people that are being intentional, you know, that are on a growth trajectory, you know, not just about staying stagnant or just getting through, but really thriving on the daily. So having great sustained energy and, but also joy along the journey, you know, feeling contentment with the choices that we're making. And because the work is hard, you know, the work can be very stressful. So I want to just provide a community that are really being intentional to make the most of this opportunity in every way. You know, that's part of the reason that I brought on Melinda Fox Wellington as a co-host of the podcast. If you heard her show, she's producing so much great content. She's an over-the-road driver, and she's providing tips and just wonderful counsel, ways that we as drivers can take care of ourselves so that we can continue to do the things that we love. She also has had her own struggle with her health. And so she understands the challenges of being on the road and trying to find healthy food options and trying to find ways to move our body when we're actually driving 11 hours of the day. You know, most people work 8-9 hours a day, and, you know, we're kind of spent at the end of ours. And another thing I really love is that she's working toward being healthier, not just healthy, and we're not as a perfectionist standard, but just making small tweaks along the journey that can make life better. I've learned so much from her. She has a Facebook group called Healthier Truckers, and I encourage everyone to join that. I literally think every trucker in America needs to know Melinda Fox Wellington. She provides daily exercises that we can do while on the truck, you know, don't require any special equipment. She has ways that we can modify it depending on our health, you know, level of fitness, and ways that we can make it tougher or make it a little easier if we're just beginning. And then also tweaking our mindset that, you know, that this lifestyle has to be an unhealthy journey. I'm really grateful for her. So check out Healthier Truckers Facebook community, as well as the Enjoying Life OTR Facebook group. You know, both groups are important to me. Some of my favorite people in the world are in those communities. So I want you to be a part of that. But I also want to be able to share our journeys and the things that you're doing out there that are making life enjoyable for you, where you're finding healthy balance. You know, I'm still, you know, I care a lot about work-life balance, but I'm still working really long hours like you are. You know, I'm still maxing out my clock and many days. And even though I love to explore, I don't always get to do that. You know, the work is sometimes just all I can do, but I'm trying to find little ways to celebrate the way that I'm creating a healthy lifestyle for me that's sustainable. You know, I'm enjoying great audiobooks. I'm also enjoying some quiet time in the truck just to kind of have some silence for a moment, turning off the social media, the podcasts, and, you know, not having any music going on, just having some solitude and sitting with my thoughts and getting grounded and centered. And I also stay in touch with my friends and family. I'm talking on the phone a lot. But I'm also really loving being able to share a beautiful photograph or something fun that I've been able to do on the journey. And I'm so grateful for the many of you that are also doing that, because I'm, you know, collecting favorite stops. And when I'm passing through those places, I want to be able to easily find something fun to do that's not going to take a lot of effort. And obviously something that has truck parking is always a bonus. So anyway, just wanted to hop on here and tell y'all that I appreciate you so much. I know the danger of comparing. You know, maybe your journey is different than mine. You know, maybe you don't like art museums, you know, when you're in a big city. Maybe you don't like to go hiking, or you don't care about seeing waterfalls, or don't even really care about a beautiful sunset. Or, you know, maybe you have a pet or you don't have a pet. You know, I want to create a community that's not necessarily comparing, saying you need to do life the way that I am, but I want to just have community of friends that understand the challenges of the lifestyle that we live and are making the most of the life, not just for the short term, but also for the long term. So taking care of ourselves, and community is important, whether you're a people person like I am. You know, I could talk to a stranger. I'm always doing that when I'm sitting at a diner. I'm always striking up a conversation with the person next to me. And honestly, that was the reason why I started the podcast, because I was meeting so many amazing people on my journey. And I thought, you know, I really want to honor truckers and share their stories, because y'all are doing a lot of great things out there and experiencing a lot of great things. And I really wanted the opportunity to be able to share your story. So I always look forward to that. You know, so y'all tune in next week. And Melinda Fox Wellington is coming on next week with the Healthier Trucker segment. She's going to be sharing another great interview and just so many practical things that we can do that can help us to be healthier along this journey. So be sure to check that out. And then following week after that, I have another driver interview. And oh my gosh, it's so good. So many great tips and just really practical things that we can do that can make life better on the road. So just wanted to hop on here and say thank you so much for sharing this journey. If you know other drivers that might be interested in the show, I'd appreciate it if you share the episode with them. But I also, if you could, where you listen to your podcast, leave us a review. That would be helpful, because that podcast player will then start recommending our show to other drivers, so we can have more drivers joining our community and getting to hear about all the great things that y'all are doing and seeing, and the great stops that you're finding along the way, and also sharing the ways that you're tweaking the journey and finding ways to stay healthy, and just little things that you're doing on the truck that are making life more enjoyable and more pleasant. And y'all have a lot of great ideas, and I'm grateful that you're sharing them with us. Well, that's a wrap. That's all I had to share today. So thanks for coming along. Y'all take care, and by all means, enjoy the journey.